answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 15th day of June, 2005. Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist for the Department of Labor during President George W. Bush's first term, says the official story about the collapse of the Twin Towers is bogus, and that it is more likely that a controlled demolition destroyed them and adjacent building number 7. Reynolds, who also served as director for the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis in Dallas and is now professor emeritus at Texas A&M University, told UPI, if demolition destroyed 3 steel skyscrapers and the World Trade Centers on 9/11, then the case for an inside job and a government attack on America would be compelling. Now, we've got a short segment here, then a long segment coming up, Mr. Reynolds. And again, I have to commend your courage, your honor, for being a scientific individual, for following, you know, your training with your PhD, for going for the truth. But you talked about motive. Number one, qui bono, as the Romans would say, who stands to gain? Let's go over, you know, just the blaring red flags of 9/11 and then into the demolitions and anything else you'd like to discuss.
Well, my favorite statement of this is from Ray McGovern, the former CIA official who leads this group of ex-government activists against Bush. He says it's OIL, acronym OIL. Well, yeah, O for oil, I for Israel, L for logistics, the logistics needed for global preeminence, okay, or intergalactic because of the space program, but That sums it up. Now, there's all sorts of, you know, a lot of motives, you know, for boosting budgets and helping various friends in the military-industrial complex. The glory of from historians, you know, the camp followers of the winning army and all that stuff. So there's a lot going on, but OIL sums it up.
Bush's own biographer has come out and said that in 99, Bush was saying, I'm going to be a war president. Karl Rove had explained this to him, and literally, Bush is now fitting the classic cookie-cutter elements you need to have a dictator, setting up a police state, wars of domination to also domestically dominate his political foes, ballooning defense budgets. Can you talk about that?
Well, yeah, this is a little bit off my, we'll call it scientific approach, but somebody had a book called Necessary Enemies, right? You got to keep this going. The federal government lost a big thing when the Soviet Union collapsed. And they floundered looking around for replacements and finally got one, the Islamic world. Of course, just the extremists. But there you go. By the way, did you see Episode 3 of the Star Wars?
Oh, I drew the parallels where the Emperor becomes emperor by staging an attack on his own government.
Yeah, it's just another wag the dog deal, and these are not, shall we say, cut wholly of fiction, fictional cloth, right? There's a lot going on here.
Well, Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag to get control.
Right,
he attacked his own army base and blamed it on the Poles.
Yeah, remember the Maine, you know, the Lusitania. There's just a whole bunch of real stinky historical episodes with some fingerprints of our government on them. So, I mean, look at Pearl Harbor.
Then you get Operation Northwoods, an official U.S. government plan to carry out.
Right, talk about a smoking memo, smoking gun memo.
So, well, let's talk about Northwoods when we get back, and then I want to get into the towers collapse themselves and where you think all of this is going. I mean, as the former chief economist for the Department of Labor, also studied law enforcement and a lot of other things, let's project probabilities how things are going to unfold and how we can hopefully stop a total tyranny from unfolding. Stay with us, sir.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to just another good American who's scientifically trained and studies in the economy, who looked at the evidence, the official story of 9/11, and saw that it was a gigantic fraud from end to end. What we know is that up one side and down the other, what we've been told about 9/11 is a fraud. We know they have systematically lied and absconded with the truth, threatened to arrest FBI agents if they tell the people what they know. The FBI agent then steps forward and says, all I can tell you is the Bushes vacation with the Bin Ladens. I mean, that's the type of stuff we're talking about here. I mean, they talk about arresting people for any Al-Qaeda connections. No one has Al-Qaeda connections like the Bushes. I mean, literally, no one. They are CIA. It is CIA. The Soviets, when they collapsed, this multi-trillion dollar enemy, this gold mine of centralizing our own government under a few non-free market corporations with a modern mercantile type system, was gone. As our guest just said during the last segment. And so they had a new enemy, an Orwellian Goldstein. In 1984, there's this Goldstein character with the beard and the turban, and he's real slimy, and he's always on TV, and Big Brother can never really defeat him, no matter what. And Goldstein's always blowing stuff up. And then, of course, Winston Smith, who works for the Ministry of Truth, i.e. the BBC, he figures out that Big Brother is really bombing his own cities and that it's all a staged event. And folks, you look at our society today, I mean, this terrorist thing is perfect. Bush has said 100 years, generations, foggy enemy can never be beaten. This is for good. Change your life. Give up all your rights. Meanwhile, the borders are totally wide open, and Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down. It is a complete fraud. And so we now have this foggy boogeyman, this vapor, this projection that can never be defeated. And don't worry, there's some people in nice black uniforms and black masks with machine guns, and they're putting cameras up for your safety, and they're going to engineer the entire economy through their coffers and make the entire government totally non-transparent under an expanded national security umbrella. But that's okay. Just ignore all that. And yes, we're going to invade a bunch of countries, and yes, we're going to lie to you again, but it's all right. Coming up, we're going to be taking some of your calls, and our guest has agreed to stay with us until about 50 after. Really honored to have him again. UPI articles, WorldNet Daily, you name it. It's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist for the Department of Labor during Lord Bush's first term. Going back to Mr. Reynolds, during the break we were talking, and you said, look, you didn't seek this out. You wrote a few articles, now it's a big news story, but do you feel good stepping out of the shadows and telling the truth?
To be honest, it'd be mixed emotions, right? On the one hand, I do want the truth to be uncovered. On the other hand, I'm not maybe the fearless warrior that Alex Jones is and others, right? I'm more of the backroom, cloistered academic type personality, so I'm not seeking personal glory. I'm just plodding along trying to discover what has gone on here.
Well, do you agree with my statement that their official story is a Swiss cheese?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Full of holes. Everywhere you look, it just doesn't hang together. We could take up any part of this and find serious problems with the official account.
That's the 9/11 Commission report doesn't even mention Building 7, not one word.
Right.
They say there are no support columns in the buildings. Let's talk about the demolitions.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing, obviously, that really
woke you up. Probably the number one fact is a free fall symmetrical collapse. It says, somebody says, nature doesn't seek the path with the most resistance. That's why you would expect a toppling. The South Tower, for example, actually did have that top section of maybe 300 feet bend over at a 23 degree angle. But then it just disintegrated. So it's the symmetry of the collapse and the unimpeded free fall speed that is most compelling here, although there's plenty of other things that give it away.
Well, there are. I mean, you have buildings.
You just look at the photos and just see hundreds of feet, beams, and dust. And this was such a fine dust, small micron measurement.
Yeah, it was pulverized.
It was pulverized. There was almost no concrete. That's very inconsistent with the official pancake theory. And the pancake theory fails almost every turn because you would have to have that core 47 steel core beams, core columns. They were incredibly strong. At the base, seven stories below ground, they were embedded in rock, and they were 4 inches thick around. Each column was 36 by 18 inches, and they just don't. There's lots of testimony and knowledge about this. They don't build them that strong. That core was, so if you had a pancake, you would have had hundreds of feet of that core standing.
Yeah, but Big Brother fixes that. The 9/11 Commission, with a wave of a magic wand, says that there were no support columns in the middle of the building. That's
actually in the report.
See.
They deny the, it's just well known that what the World Trade Center.
No, every major architecture school in the country, including UT, I've been down there and looked at it, studies the World Trade Center because, as you said, it has some of the biggest columns in the world. It was overbuilt.
Oh, way overbuilt. Yeah, it was rated at 500% to 600% margin in terms of strength.
So they don't even build them that strong now.
You have to weaken those columns to a fraction, a 20%.
The 9/11 Commission says the building was hollow and that it was a very unusual design. And the new FEMA report, now they're saying seven didn't collapse from a blowing up gas tank, the fuel oil. It didn't blow up because of a tower falling into it, which they tried to claim, which everybody knows isn't true. Now they're saying it was built improperly.
Well, seven, of course, was built in the mid-1980s under a much different situation, and it was a peculiar building because of the electric. It was built around that electrical substation. It had the diesel fuel storage for the Rudy's bunker there on the 23rd floor, built to withstand hurricane force winds, etc.
It was a brick poop house.
But yeah, maybe. Now there is a difference in the implosion that I pointed out in the article and others have pointed out, and that is seven was brought down as a conventional demolition.
A beautiful, perfect crib.
Yeah, perfect. It was a bottom up. That's the conventional. It's like pulling the props out of it and then having it collapse.
What you do is you pull the main support beam in the middle. Then it crimps and falls in on itself in a neat pile.
The only thing different was the towers first blew from the top, but then they quickly pulled the props out from under that, from the bottom, okay? So the towers were a little unconventional.
Well, they had a big show for us.
Not to mention the loss of life. We're putting that to one side, just talking technology here, but... I got one email from a mother, and I checked that her daughter has been lost and how it's ruined her life, etc., and it just makes me weepy.
Well, I totally agree with you. To talk to we've interviewed many victims themselves and victims' family members. In fact, we have a bunch of firefighters saying it was as if they had detonated. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly you see on video the pulverized blast points go down the sides of the towers, little ploofs, then it starts falling.
When I was doing the work on this article, I found it almost amusing that the National Institute of Standards and Technology has a photo very similar to what Eric Huffschmidt has in his book, Painful Questions, which shows a woman in white slacks looking out over the edge of the 94th floor.
Not supposedly the hottest fires, but
right.
It's so hot it doesn't hurt her dress.
And there's no fires. You're looking into a black hole. You don't see any plane wreckage. She's looking out over there, and I'm saying, gee, I think they overlooked something or by running this photo. Because they're arguing that it was intense fires that weakened the upper structure and it began to pancake down.
Well, we have the firefighters saying that in one of the towers, the fires were basically out, and I got photos with 50 people standing in the supposed hottest floors.
Right. That's the South Tower where we have the audio tapes that says, we're going to just use two lines to put out, because this thing is almost out anyway. It's oxygen and fuel starved. That's why it was sooty black smoke.
It was a smoldering.
They're just calling for two lines, two hoses.
Nothing burns, cooler than piles of paper, just smoldering paper.
Right, yeah. It just doesn't figure. And the
Well, that's another thing. The fires were hottest when the jet fuel hit, when the explosions took place. We're talking, 45 minutes, an hour later when it's all smoked out.
That's right, 56 minutes on the South Tower. And the South Tower, of course, is a little bit puzzling for the official account because... if you buy the big airplane story, it didn't come in and attack or weaken the core to the extent the direct hit in the North Tower did. And then the fire was pretty punk by skyscraper standards and was nearly out. And then 4 minutes later, from this audio tape from the fire department in New York. Here it just disintegrates in 10 seconds.
And so you're leaning towards the camp that thinks it was a smaller aircraft. We'll talk about that when we get back. Stay there. Stay with us, folks.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
What are the globalists going to do? The control freaks, as our guest called them in the last hour, as more and more people wake up to their sinister activities. I'm really honored to have our guest Morgan Reynolds on, with his former chief economist for the Department of Labor during President Bush's first term, who's now going public and saying this official story is a fraud, and the smoking gun really is the collapse of these towers, especially Building 7. But, yeah, a lot of researchers look at the footage of that first plane hitting and say that it doesn't look like the right size, and then you look at the impact hole, then the Pentagon's an even bigger question. But personally, doctor, I haven't been giving this proper title all day here. I apologize, doctor. To me, I look at all the other evidence. I stick with the things I can totally prove. The owner of Building 7 says he blew it up. They flew Al-Qaeda out to safety in Afghanistan. They flew Bin Laden's out to safety in this country. They had the motive. Cheney ordered NORAD to stand down. They were running CIA drills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon that very morning. NORAD thought it was a drill. I stick to all of that. I think they want us to get caught in all that minutia. But comments?
Well, I agree with you. There's a lot of confusion. Somebody said that when you look at these secret services and all these black budget agencies, 99% of the effort is on disinformation.
So they're masters.
There's a lot of false trails and divisiveness and false flag operations going on.
And go-betweens and different layers.
That's why you've got to take a very much the scientific approach, as you say. Let's look at the hard facts that are proven.
Absolutely. Let's take some calls, then we'll get back into the collapse of the towers. And I'm sorry to all the other callers we're not letting get on. You can get on if you want to talk to our guest, okay? 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about this right now. Mark in Texas, listening on Radio Free Austin. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air. Yep, Mark, come on over to your telephone. We're going to have to let you go. All right, let Mark go. James in Virginia, listening on the Internet. James, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I just wanted to commend Dr. Reynolds also. He said he started at the Bush administration week before 9/11. I started a PhD economics program that same week, and so I guess I have a similar background as Dr. Reynolds. So my question is, how do we get through to these people, these people with degrees, conservatives, libertarians, work at universities.
Especially when they have this religious attitude that government only does good, trust them, shut up, we're going to burn you at the stake.
Or even the ones who have an attitude that government doesn't do good, but they still can't make this connection and get it through their head. Like, I'm sure Maureen's colleagues at NCPA, like, they seem like nice people, but how do we get through to these people? That's my question.
Well, some of them know already. Others don't care to be bothered. What we've got to recognize is how serious this all is about the kind of environment we're operating in. And we're looking at a lot of denial. And
either way, this is going to shatter all paradigms. Either they're going to get global domination, global empire, total police state out of this, or we're going to bring down the military-industrial complex that has turned into a greater threat than the Soviet Union and Hitler. Go ahead, Doctor.
And the government is so big, and James is refreshing but maybe a little bit naive. My short on that is the universities are gone. One problem we have here is that the big science, the government controls all these certifications, grants, contracts.
Undue influence of the military.
Yeah, I know. I got out. I mean, the head of the department, university, Bohemian Grove people. What are you going to do? I mean, academia is not a place for...
Well, I'm going to go back to this.
Well, part of the answer is just keep showing up. And the truth hurts, and that's our big weapon. So it looks like we're ripe. About half of the American people, at least in New York State and New York City, doubt the government account. So some people are receptive, some not. And there's this event is so big, it's constantly reemphasized. It's the root of the Bush-Cheney policies. And it won't go away.
Agree, Doctor, with my statement that it's either the foundation of their tyranny or the foundation of really getting our country back?
Well, we don't know yet, but it might play out as, the heavens might fall is the way I end my June 9th piece. we've got to pursue the truth, though the heavens fall.
Beautifully said. Thank you, James, for the call. Rick, Fred, Michael, others, you're up straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Read through your calls, but the listener, the last caller, and our guest, Dr. Reynolds, really brought it up. One of my last questions, where is all this going? What's going to happen in the final equation? And I'll tell you, I don't know that answer. But I do know this, evil always implodes of its own weight. It is parasitic by nature. It is literally a cancer. The question is, will it crush many of us and our children and our grandchildren in the process? Either they're going to win or we're going to win. There isn't either or both at the same time. It is either or. It's either they're going to win, set up a police state, use this for total control, or we're going to expose it. You don't have a choice. You can't be neutral. You can't sit on the fence. Dr. Reynolds, comments to that?
No, I think that's true. Every citizen carries the weight of his society on his shoulders, and you can't just sit on the fence. Part of it is, of course, I'm a big advocate, is you need to do some self-education, weigh these arguments. Don't just attack people because they disagree with the government. Let's consider the facts and the arguments here. We need a debate over 9/11, not just sweep it under the rug of history.
Well, let me just throw out a few points here and get your take on it, then we'll go back to the calls with the loaded phone lines here. Operation Northwoods, official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks. Not just a plan, but a blueprint, a program they wanted to execute. An earlier president said no. Operation Gladio was carried out from 69 to 79, over 120 bombings in Europe, bombing school buses, killing children, it's their favorite, blaming it on the Soviets as a pretext for control. Again, I hate the Soviets, folks, but they did the same type of stuff. Putin got caught blowing up his own apartment buildings in 99 to get elected president. His own FSB went public. On and on and on and on and on. We have, as you mentioned, the Maine, which they mentioned in Northwoods. We could have another Maine event like we did before. I mean, these guys are incredible. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened. The LBJ tapes have been released. They staged that. So over and over again, can you speak to people say, well, why would they do it? That's the biggest point of denial. Well, why? And I go, to get control, to get power, to be the heroes, to get us to give up our responsibility and our freedoms. And then I give them all the documents, and they still laugh at me. Again, as you said, like it's a religion. They just go, that's lies. You made that up. Professor?
Yeah, some people are not, what should we say, worth engaging on these issues because they're so dismissive. Well, let's take a look at this. So a lot of Americans are, though, I had to admire people. You probably know about the Lee Hamilton interview on C-SPAN 2 with Brian Lamb.
Oh, yeah, they called in and hammered him.
Yeah, 6 out of the 10 callers were putting Hamilton and Lamb on the spot. So this just shows there's an untapped kind of a almost covert because the mass media are ignoring it. But there's just a huge amount of skepticism, suspicion, and contrarian beliefs out there.
Well, it's like the old cartoon where they think they find an island, the castaways, and they're sitting on top of this island and they find out it's a sperm whale. You know, I think Lee Hamilton and Bush and all those guys are you know, sitting on us thinking they're in control. So let me tell you something. The best news I've got. I've done 2,400 interviews plus since 9/11. I've been on shows where I'm attacked by the host, but when I go through the evidence, almost every caller agrees. You mentioned the Zogby poll, 49% believe the government may have been involved or had prior knowledge, let it happen. Well, and 66% want another investigation. CNN had a poll after an hour show demonizing people in the truth movement, and guess what? 90% out of 8,000-plus respondents believe the government was involved.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
so they're in deep trouble, sir. People in their guts know the truth. And then when you go look at the scientific evidence, you'd have to be the most insane conspiracy theorist. You talked about a religion. I mean, this is like believing in the Easter Bunny to believe the official story.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you've offered there. Yeah.
So how important are all the government documents where they talk about the power of carrying out terror?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, I mean, how important is it to get out the word about Northwoods and Gladio? And
oh, okay. Yeah, this history is important. That's one ingredient to get people who have closed minds on it to open their minds and take a look. And it's a gradual process. It's a person-by-person thing. But, yeah, you know, a lot of Americans, I don't think, can shuck this image that we're the good guys always, including our government, especially when it comes to foreign policy. And to believe that we would engage in some of this tricks and skullduggery is hard for some people to swallow. It's just a form of denial. We're so good is the belief.
Well, I think it's willful denial, conscious denial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've met people that say...
I wouldn't dwell on that because a lot of Americans are very open and willing to reconsider, and I'm one of them.
No, so I've met a lot of people that go, I know you're right, but I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to deal with it. I'm on my own mountain. Somebody actually told me this the other day. You guys are all down below me.
Yeah.
I only basically care about myself.
You know what it comes down to is the bromide that if your boat is sinking and you can't bail fast enough, do you bail? Well, I bail. In other words, even if you're doomed, you just got to make the good fight.
Well, a steamer may come over the horizon any minute.
That's true, right. You never know that you're doomed, right. Where there's life. So, we don't know.
Well, I love what you said. I'm coming out with a bumper sticker. It's just going to say, just show up. That's a lot better than just do it. I mean, just show up.
Right, you got to keep showing up.
People go, tell us the plan to expose us overnight and how it's too big and they're too evil and they'll never...
Folks, I just show up. I mean, I said that all along. Just keep exposing, exposing, exposing. We're right, they're wrong, we're going to win.
The truth is powerful.
It's like any matter, I mean, to these people. It blows holes in them. I mean, what's the French philosopher? I forget the exact quote, but if you cover up and bury the truth, it'll explode with such force as to destroy anybody that opposes it. Well, I've been ranting and raving here. I want to go to all these calls, but what do you see in the future? I mean, do you think these guys are just going to keep getting away with everything? It seems like they may get away for now with 9/11 because it's too horrible for some to believe or even deal with, but not on Iraq, not on all the other lies.
Yeah. I think the Iraq situation is key, is people are losing faith in this, and now we've got statements from military people on the ground. They're saying there's not a military solution here. And, of course, at the top, all we hear is progress, progress. We've almost got it whipped.
Well, Karl Rove told the New York Times, it's almost like magicka or alchemy. He said, we're an empire now, and it doesn't matter what we said last week. We say this week, we control reality. That sounds like, you know, the classic, delusional king, I'm God, and then lightning strikes him.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned hubris. See, that's the thing that might be the kind of the chink in the armor that brings down Goliath here. They're hubris. They overplay their hand so badly.
It is imperial hubris. It makes me so sick, though, sir, to see this beautiful country. All of this happening.
I know. I got my stomach is just churning, and it's just, I take no pleasure in any of this.
It's about survival. Look, I'm already
about,
in this.
It's about dealing with reality and not sticking your head down underground.
Well, I want to take some calls. Really, just my final question that I need to get out there is, you know, you say most people you talk to agree with you. I mean, just, again, projecting into the future, what do you think is going to happen in the next 3 or 4 years?
I really don't know. It could go either way. And we still have a degree of freedom here, and we've got to take advantage of it.
Well, we're really talking about childhood's ends. Being naive, folks, doesn't protect you. Willfully naive, and once you can admit the government ever did something wrong or that evil people ever were in control of a government somewhere on the world, once you, and you all know the government lies just out of hand, you know, they call it PR. Stop being naive. Stop denying what's happening. Let's blast through these calls. Denial is so dangerous, folks. Denial is so evil. And I'm telling you, if you just look at the evidence and get past your emotions, you're not going to believe what you see. I mean, I'm sorry. Look, some people think what they believe is reality. You know, advertisement people tell you perception's reality. That's a fraud, folks. If you're delusional on PCP and think that, you know, you're walking across a bridge and really you're jumping off a cliff, you're going to die at the bottom of the cliff, folks. You know, at the bottom of the gorge. And so perception really isn't reality. And a lot of people, Dr. Reynolds, seem to get mad at me, like, even when they finally wake up, well, you ruined my life. Yes, it's true, but you know, I didn't know about this beforehand, and now you've changed my world. I didn't change their world. It was the truth was always there.
Yeah. Well, first step to a solution is to recognize you have a problem, right?
And I never claimed I had a solution.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry if I pointed out the house is on fire. I didn't
right.
set the fire.
All right.
You know, it's like, I've talked to firemen where people will come out and they even save them and they're mad. I lost all my stuff, and the fireman's like, at least you're alive. It's like they get mad at me for telling them their house is on fire. All right, that's enough. I'll shut up. I'm preaching again. This stuff freaks me out, as I know it does you too, sir. And I love what you're doing, and I commend you. We've got to go real fast through these calls, folks. Up next here would be Rick in Nevada, then Fred, Charles, Leon, and Michael. That'll be it for the calls. Go ahead, Rick.
Doctor and Alex, I thank you both for your work in the 9/11 Truth Movement. And I hope that you are going to listen to the Coast to Coast AM program Thursday night, Friday morning at 1 a.m., Doctor. It's going to be very interesting and informative and necessary.
Okay, no promises, but thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to be debating some Yahoos, but go ahead.
Yes, and Alex, I trust that you and David Ray Griffin will present a united front of refutation and persuasion.
Well, we've had Griffin on. We agree. Yeah.
And Peter Lance and Mike Levine are extremely dangerous individuals, and I hope you destroy Levine, especially. I hope Sully Castillo.
Let me just tell you right now, they're a piece of cake.
I hope.
I got the truth, man. There's nothing they can do.
Gotcha. I hope Sully Castillo is listening to the program on Thursday night, Friday morning at 1 a.m.
Okay.
I hope he tries like heck to get in with his own phone call help you destroy Mike Levine.
Well, I don't want to hurt him, but I hope to destroy his false arguments. I mean, it'll be a lot of emotional stuff and a lot of buzzwords, but I'll cut right through that. Thank you, Rick. Let's talk. Any questions for the guest here? Fred in Arkansas. Fred, go ahead. Callers are interesting today, let me tell you. All right, Fred, we're going to move on. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead, Charles.
Thank you, Rick.
When it rains, it pours. He'll turn his radio down in a minute. Charles, you there? We'll come back to Charles in a minute. Leon in North Carolina. Leon, you're on the air. Go ahead, Leon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Or good morning, I should say.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. And first, let me say real quick, thank you for being on my show here in town, because I had some of the best response ever for my show with
you.
Well,
thank you, sir. Do you have any questions for the guest?
Yes, I do. I want to find out some of the original video footage that was taken during the explosions and everything, and some of the original people that were interviewed. I remember one interview of a gentleman that was on the floor that the plane actually ended up resting in. He said he came out of the bathroom, come around the building, and there's a plane where his office used to be. I want to know what happened to the interviews of some of these people, or where these people ended up at.
Well, those interviews are all available from the different clip houses. You just got to go buy them. And I've called a lot of the people who said they saw bombs going off, and they'll tell you, I've been told to shut up by the government. Doctor, comments?
Well, yeah, there's an awful lot out there. And I still come back to what is hard fact.
We should have some real research. We should have universities getting all that video and doing studies, but don't look for the government to fund those studies.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Professor. Sorry.
No. Okay. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of comment, except to add that eyewitness testimony is much inferior to forensic evidence.
But do you remember the interview of the gentleman that was in the bathroom, came around and found the plane?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, darn it. Well, I was hoping to find some of these original interviews, because I'd like to pull together some of this evidence myself and show people, because it's so blatant.
Yeah, there's a lot out there, and for anybody to claim they've reviewed everything is not going to hold up.
Well, exactly. I mean, the problem here is we have an orgy of evidence, and what he's saying is that stick to Larry Silverstein saying I blew it up. Stick to, the motive. Stick to NORAD. Stick to how the buildings fell. That can be measured scientifically, and now all of their official claims have been shown to be frauds. But that's exciting hear, Leon, that you're waking folks up in your area.
I do what I can, and you keep up the good work. I'll get off here so other people can get on.
God bless you, Leon. Let's try to go back. Charles is gone? Okay, well, who's up next then? Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air with our guest, Mr. Reynolds.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. Hello, Dr. Reynolds.
Hello.
I applaud you and your efforts. I have a question for you. Do you think it is possible that the building was wired for demolition when it was constructed? I mean, is that even in the realm of possibility?
Yeah, this is one of the issues, I think, and that may be why the original plans are inaccessible.
but I don't have any direct evidence about that. But that is a possible answer to the objection that it would have taken too long, too many people to wire this thing. You know, I've seen one conjecture that would have taken 6 months of 30 man
working. That'd take 2 weeks. But, look, regardless, we know they blew it up. And that's the bottom line. I mean, that Madrid building burned for 2 days, 100-foot white flames shooting out. Building 7 has a couple of little fires in 3 floors and magically implodes at the speed of gravity.
I have another question. Do you think, I see that the president of Texas A&M here, Mr. Gates, has released a statement saying, in regard to you, the American people know what they saw with their own eyes on September 11th to suggest any kind of government conspiracy in the events of that day goes beyond the pale.
Well, let me just say this. We're going to have to hold our guest over 5 more minutes to cover this because we're flat out of time here. But Mr. Gates, former CIA director, they turned AMN into a giant Nazi camp of training people how to be New World Order stormtroopers. And I have a lot of family goes to A&M. I like A&M. I like their football team. I'm not bashing A&M. But they're turning it into a CIA command bunker. And with General Magus, they've done the same thing at UT. And I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate Gates.
You all know what you saw the magician do. Everybody knows magic's real.
Stay with us for 5 more minutes, Professor.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're trying to pull up the former CIA director's comments. I didn't want Michael in New York to hang up, but he did. Michael, if you've got that statement, if you can get back in, call back in at 1-800-259-9231 and give us the rest of that statement. We're trying to find it. We'll post it on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Well, we'll get Mr. Gates on and debate 9/11 with him. But the American people know what they saw, Dr. Reynolds.
Yes. Well, yep, lots of eyewitnesses know what they saw, but millions saw the videotapes. Wasn't that convenient? You know, these planes are going 782 miles feet per second, right? And we got these videos, so...
Well, it was perfectly timed out where one tower gets hit, and 30 minutes later another tower gets hit. And
well, Mr. Gates, apparently from this one report, isn't probably going to debate because it's just beyond the pale. See, that's the secular religion type view. You know, you're just beyond the pale, not worth debating. You're not willing to talk about the facts. But we are willing to talk about facts.
We are willing to talk about them. That's true. Was Mike able to get back in, or are the phones loaded? Okay, well, we'll see if he gets back in. Boy, I tell you, and again, I'm not bashing A&M, but you get this military society, the shaved heads. I mean, it really is, that's bordering on cult-like.
Well, I've got to defend A&M. I really enjoyed my years at A&M, and yes, there's a military tradition, but in this country we have a proud military tradition. I'm just afraid that it's being abused and corrupted currently. So, it's a mixed bag.
I wouldn't agree. I mean, I love A&M. I think it's a great university, but I read the policy reports. It's got the George Bush library and, you know, and just the stuff coming out of there about setting up a police state in America makes me sick.
Well, yeah, I think there are problems.
But maybe A&M is infallible.
Well,
maybe they can
absurd.
Walk on water.
Nobody's infallible. You know, that's absurd.
But according to some people, maybe they're infallible.
Nonsense.
Maybe that's where... Well, I'm not going to be blasphemous. I was about to be sarcastic. Well, let's take one final call, Professor, for you. Let's talk to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Alex, for having Dr. Reynolds on. I had first heard about him. I'd missed some of your shows, and I'd first heard about him yesterday on a local show down here, Carl Wigglesworth, I'm sure you're familiar with. And
what station is Carl on now?
Oh, he's on 1310 KAHL, I think.
Okay, what did Wigglesworth say about it?
Well, it sounds like he's starting to give in a little bit. He doesn't really necessarily believe it. You know, he still kind of poo-poos it, but it sounds like maybe behind the microphone he's starting to give it a little bit of credence.
Yeah, he's starting to think the world may actually be round. do you have a question for our guest?
Well, mainly it's just a statement that, keep going on the air and... get this out and just gig 'em, Dr. Reynolds.
Thank you. Gig 'em.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And they're taking over UT, too. They're really making a move in Texas. It's like CIA command bases or something. I've been to the CFR meetings. I've covered them here locally, and it's one world this, take your rights that, put people in camps this. I mean, I got it all on video, Dr. Reynolds.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's scary.
Get
a lot of good young people in there believing all that stuff, warping their minds. Well, Godspeed to you, and even if it brings down the heavens, as you said, the truth is the truth, and it's a lot more dangerous not to expose this than to go along with it.
Okay, take care, Alex.
Well, I want to commend you. Any particular places we can read your news articles?
Occasional pieces on LouRockwell.com.
Well, I'd like to get a piece for InfoWars, too.
Okay, what are you paying?
Well, not much. How much is...
Okay, Alex.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming on with us.